All right, joining us now on the Grand Avenue Chauffeur Transportation VIP Hotline. Yeah, baby.
As hard as they try to beat Pecorine, I'll pick up his stick and he turns the puck away. Let's see it again on Slow-Mo Winston replay. Save Pecorine.
Yeah, he loves that. He loves it. That's his ringtone.
How you doing, guys?
We should have called you. That would have been your ringtone, right? Is that on your phone now or no?
No, that's on my phone.
Did you know that song before that song became the Pecorine song? Did you know that back in the day from when you were over there?
Yes, I did. I knew that Macarena song, and I first heard that Pecorine version in Milwaukee.
That's good, though. I mean, that was
such, I was in shock.
That was such an obvious thing. They had to go with that. They had to roll with that. So how are you doing, my friend? How you been since the season ended?
I'm great. I stayed in Nashville for a couple of weeks and flew back to Finland for a month, and now I'm back, so everything is good.
What was it like? How much attention did you pay to the rest of the playoffs, especially since Vancouver, the team that vanquished you guys, was taking it all the way to the final? Did you watch a lot of it, or is it too painful for you to watch?
Yeah, I watched the finals. Other than that, I didn't really pay attention too much, but the finals I did, and it was a great hockey and just a fun series to watch.
What do you think when you look at Tim Thomas at 38 years old playing the aggressive style that he played? You know, he, along with you and of course Roberto Luongo, the finalists for the Vezina, and you'll be heading out to Vegas here for the awards ceremony on Wednesday night. But what do you think about when you see that old man playing the way he was playing?
He was unbelievable. I you know, you can't say enough about him. He's the season he had, it's unbelievable. You know, it's another thing to have a great regular season, but he was the best goalie in playoffs too. So that was he's just a great goalie, and you know, it's a inspiring story how he, you know, came through all the way, you know, playing in East Coast, going to Europe, you know, it's just, you know, doing everything he needed to do to make it in NHL. So it's a great story.
And then of course Roberto Luongo, who had the wins the Olympics for their Team Canada there in Vancouver. So much pressure on him. You know, you play in a town here in Nashville where, you know, they love the Preds, but they're not crazy the way they're crazy in Vancouver. You got to feel for him a little bit because he's just gotten crucified, especially after the way he played in Boston.
Yeah, it's tough. I mean, you know, being a goalie, you're always in the spotlight, and you know, when things are going well, it's an easy thing to do, and you know, you are always the hero. But you know, when things get tough, you know, you are the one who everybody's gonna pick to. And yeah, I feel for him. You know, he's a great goalie, and he plays for a team that, you know, has a lot of media attention and big fan base. So, you know, that's just a, I'm sure he was prepared for that. But, you know, it's always tough when you have that kind of season and still you get a lot of heat.
Pecorine with us on the Grand Avenue Chauffeur Transportation VIP Hotline. All right. Yeah, I made the comment after the series was over on Thursday that I actually thought that if you were a Predator fan, that you could look at the makeup of the Boston Bruins and think about the Preds and say, you know what, why not? Because the Bruins, solid in net, the Preds with you in net. Another Vezina guy, I still think you're going to win this thing. I think that Shea Weber, to be honest with you, is every bit as good as Zdeno Chara, if not better than Zdeno Chara. I think you guys are just as good in your own end, and you've got young snipers. If you could get some young snipers to do what those guys did, those are rookie, like a kid in Marchand, and some of those guys, a little bit, that seems to be what they separate with, a little bit more offense. When you look at your team, though, in front of you, do you look at it and say, you know what, if the Bruins can win one, we're not that far off?
Absolutely. I think the margin are such a small gap between the teams. it's kind of easy to compare us and Boston. Obviously, you know, when everything goes right, everything goes in your way, your goalie is playing great, your whole team is playing great, you know, great things can happen. But yeah, it's kind of, you know, kind of easy to compare us and Boston.
We often talk about with the European players, you know, when do they have the understanding of how important the Stanley Cup is? These kids grow up in Canada and in North America, and it's like it's the most important thing in the world to them. It's in their DNA all the time. But the awards, do you recall, when did you first become aware of the Vezina Trophy and that was one of the great awards to get in the NHL? Is that something just in the last few years you became aware of, or when you were a young goalie growing up over there in Europe? And playing in Finland, did you know what the Vezina Trophy was?
Yes, I know. I knew about it. I knew what it was when I was probably, 10 years old.
Wow.
You know, I paid close attention to NHL, and I always knew that it's a great honor for a great goalies.
What would it mean to you? I mean, if they call your name out, those two guys, of course, got so much, you know, the last couple of months doesn't mean anything. This was for the regular season. What would it mean to you to hear Pekka Rinne called out? Are you going to go up there and accept that thing?
I would probably froze up. I mean, I haven't even thought about it too much, but it's just right now, I just feel like it's a great honor to be nominated, but I don't want to even think about too much, you know, if they call my name. But obviously, you know, now I've kind of had a chance to reflect back on the season, how it went and how we played, and you know, it's during the season it was tough to kind of, you know, give comments about the nomination, because, you know, to be honest, I didn't really think about it too much. But now after the season, you look back to, you know, how you played, and I'm just really proud how we played and how I played, and it should be just a fun experience in Las Vegas.
I think this is the way it's going to go. They're going to show the big screen up there, and they're going to have it up there, and they're going to say, now tonight's finalists, of course, Roberto Luongo from the Vancouver Canucks, Tim Thomas from the Boston Bruins, and Pekka Rinne from the Nashville Predators. And our winner is... Yeah, baby. And you're just, yeah, that's right. You're just going to have to get up.
I was dancing for sure.
And so just kind of sashay your way up to the stage, kind of little dance up.
Yeah. Do all the moves with the hands,
yeah,
and everything.
Yeah, you got to, like, you're making a save. You know, throw like a pad, you know, you'd have a blocker save and then a glove save and, you know, kick your leg out, you know, do a little butterfly on your way up the steps. That'd be good. You know, drop to the knees, you know, hop across the stage on your knees. You know, that'd be good. That'd be cool stuff. They would talk about you. That's for sure, Pex. All right. Well, I'll tell you what. Good luck with it. Doesn't matter, winning or losing. You had a wonderful, wonderful year. And I would imagine, you know, I mean, you think about these guys. You've been done. It seems like it's been forever since we saw a Preds game. These guys just got done playing. And realistically, I mean, you got like, what, 10 weeks before camp? I mean, it's not that far away. I can't imagine how it would be to have that short a summer. Of course, you always want to have a short summer. But, you know, it won't be that long now for you guys to start doing your thing again.
Yeah, no, I'm already looking forward to for the next season. I'm sure everybody's training hard and getting better. We have a young team, and that's just getting better every year. And you know, we feel like we truly have something here that you know, make it happen.
And you're going to have Coach Lambert on the bench, so you know, your familiarity with him, and then you got your goalie coach back. I mean, everything is intact. You know what I mean? That's got to just make you feel good when you show up and you see Lane there and you see your goalie guy there, and you're good to go.
Yeah, it's a comfortable setup with all the coaching staff and players, so it should be easy to come in for the training camp and just feel comfortable right away and feel confident. So I already went to the rink today, just do some media and stuff, and
nice.
I saw Brent Peterson, a couple other front office staff, and it was just felt like I never went to Finland. It's just a good feeling to go to the rink and see all the familiar faces.
Well, I'll tell you what, we appreciate you coming on with us, and we'll look forward to doing it again. And go get that thing. I'd like to see a nice sweep out of there. Let's go see the Jack Adams for the coach. I'd like to see Shea, you know, get the Norris, and you get that Vezina, and just bring all that hardware back to Nashville.
That would be unbelievable. Thanks a lot.
All right, man. That's Pekka Rinne. Thanks for being on the show. Pekka, of course, joining us there on the Grand Avenue Chauffeur Transportation VIP Hotline.